Wonderful to see you back in the Radio Yorkshire studios. And we have, as we've been promoting all morning, some massive news from Martin Kellner. This is massive news.
Well,
what's happening, Martin?
It's good news. It's good news for me.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's good news for the station, you know, remains to be seen. But the news for me is I'm going to be doing Saturday mornings here as a part of the lead-up to the football, I suppose, in a way. There won't be, you know, there'll be sport in it. But from 10 o'clock in the morning, August the 6th, we start, 10 till 1:30. It was a bit of tough negotiations there. Because, well, if Leeds United aren't playing, can you carry on till 2? And I said, no, that'll kill me, that. I said,
That extra half an hour.
Just tips it over a bit. Having worked for the BBC, where sort of 3 hours is the limit, three and a half hours, you know, the BBC, that, you know, it's breaking that health and safety regulations.
You need to put the in payment for that extra half an hour.
Totally, yeah. Totally. So I'm doing the extra half hour, so we've negotiated on that, but not doing till 2 o'clock when Leeds United start playing. But I like to think of my show will be to defuse PMT. Pre-match tension.
This is what I love.
It's a big, you know, it's a big issue. If you're a footy fan,
yeah.
What's your team, Darren? You
a Bournemouth.
Bournemouth. Mm. Wow. See, now you're going to struggle this season. Do you know what I mean?
You reckon?
Yeah.
Well, I think so, because it's so much...
Second season syndrome.
Yeah, second season syndrome, SSS. So yes, you're going to suffer with that, I would have thought. But you must suffer from PMT. Pre-match tension, Saturday morning.
Every week.
Well, to defuse that tension, what we'll be doing here on a Saturday morning is basically what I've been doing for the last 35 years. This is what I had this chat with Sam in charge here, and he asked me to do it. I said, I hope you know I'm absolutely incapable of doing anything other than what I've been doing for the last 35 years, which is basically playing bits of music, talking nonsense.
Yeah.
And bringing in a couple of mates maybe to be guests. So that's what we're going to be doing, and hopefully Leeds... I think if Leeds have a good season...
Yeah.
And, you know, and Huddersfield and the other teams in the area, if they have a good season, the show will have that feel-good feeling. Otherwise, it'll have a sort of feel-bad feeling, which is not what you're looking for, but, you know...
Mm. With Leeds United, it may be a feel bad.
Do you think so?
Well, it's never a dull moment.
I've backed Leeds United each way. I just thought 33-1 seemed like massive odds to me.
They are big odds.
They're massive odds. Gary Monk, good manager, I think.
Yeah, he's a good manager, but having seen them a couple of times in pre-season, they need to bring in some players to have a really serious challenge, because the Championship, I think the quality in there now going into
Newcastle,
the new season, Newcastle, Villa, Norwich, who have kept most of their squad together, and there's some other clubs who are spending a lot of money, whereas Leeds, they haven't really spent anything yet.
So should I have backed him for relegation?
Well, Huddersfield, I think, would have been an outside bet. You know, 11 new signings for David Wagner, this German revolution that's going on at the John Smith Stadium. They're my outside bet, Huddersfield. I think they could be in for a really good season. Leeds, if they get some players in, yeah, fingers crossed, they'll push on. But
sometimes if you're rubbish in pre-season... They've got a good player from Oxford United.
They have. Kemmer Roof, really impressed with him at Peterborough.
Yeah. We've learned how to pronounce his name as well.
Yeah, we thought it was Kemmer, and he told me that was something that you put on a pizza, and it's
right.
Kemmer.
So. Kemmer Roof. So he's a good player. And I often think, sort of, if you underperform in pre-season, that's sometimes a good sign. Because it happened to West Ham last season. West Ham were absolutely terrible in the...
They went out of the Europa League.
Yeah, they went out of the Europa League very early.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know, and had one or two men sent off in every match. And then had a fantastic season, so who knows?
Yeah, true.
So you think it's 33-1?
Well, look, everyone can be positive at the start of the season,
can't
they?
Of course you can.
Everyone's on zip, nil pois, you know, so, you know... Everyone can be positive. We'll see.
Well,
how
it is that positive sign of the season. The interesting thing as well, obviously, a new signing in Martin Kellner coming on to Saturday mornings. Of course, the other new signing for Radio Yorkshire was Neil Redfern coming on as co-commentator, and he was down at Peterborough on Saturday. I'm not sure if you saw this or heard about it, but one of the stewards at Peterborough for the Leeds United game thought Neil Redfern was Jeremy Corbyn.
Really?
Which I think is quite a shocking thing.
Shocking thing to say. But it's shocking to accuse anybody of. It's amazing how many people do look like Jeremy Corbyn, though. Do you know what I mean? He's got that...
He's the guy down the street.
He is the guy down the street, yeah. Which not necessarily ideal for leading the Labour, but to you, politics here. Because I have also backed... This was about a year... I've got two open bets going. I've got the Leeds United at 33-1 each way to...
Is that just on this season, or is that ever 33-1?
To win anything ever, yeah. And the other bet that I've got is Jeremy Corbyn not to last out 2016 as Labour leader, right. Which I got 7-2 on that. And the way I looked at it, and I put that bet on about a year ago,
right.
And I thought, you know, it'll get found out. And then, of course, they all started resigning. I thought, good, this bet's going to pay for me. But he's hanging on in there. Mm. Bless him.
He is hanging on in there.
It would be interesting. Two horse race once again.
Yeah. I think I've got more chance with that bet than I have with the Leeds United, yeah. Bet, according to from what you're saying. Yeah.
Are you excited about this season? There's all this extra money in the Premier League, Martin. Are you excited about the season? Did Jose, Pep, Antonio Conte? It looks exciting.
I'm very excited. The only problem is, because I'm a West Ham fan, I was very much looking forward to going to the Olympic Stadium to watch, which I may be able to do, because there'll be odd Saturdays I won't be doing, but...
But Premier League teams never play on a Saturday at 3
well,
o'clock.
Well, that's true. That's
Sundays,
true.
Wednesdays, Sundays, Fridays. Yeah.
Fridays now. New Friday night football.
Yeah, good. Well, that's fine. I'll watch it on the telly then. And also, I think West Ham's first match against Chelsea is on the Monday, the first Monday of the season. So, yeah, I'll watch that on the telly. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the Olympic Stadium? I was down at Olympic Stadium last weekend to watch my wife.
I've never been.
It's the only time I've ever been there, but it's looking very West Hamified inside.
Yeah, I'm told
now.
It's all claret and
blue.
There's all over the place.
Claret and blue seats here and there and everywhere. That is a good move for West Ham.
It's brilliant. They paid £14.50 apparently, and they get to move in the stadium. You know, it's a great deal for West Ham.
Whether it's
a good deal for the London Council and the ratepayers and the taxpayers and whatever, but. It's fantastic as a West Ham fan.
Yeah.
You know, and what we had a great season last season, and no reason they can't kick on a bit.
And Sam Allardyce, is Big Sam going to be unveiled today?
Yeah,
is that going to happen today?
Holding his first press conference today, and we are expected to find out who is going to join his backroom staff. Have a guess who's been touted to join Big Sam's backroom staff.
Jeremy Corbyn?
No. May as well be him. Phil Brown, of course.
Phil Brown, of course it's Phil Brown.
Phil Brown touts himself for every job going, whether it's media or in football.
I always think when they unveil a new manager, they ought to literally unveil them. They ought to bring them in on some sort of a plinth with a cloak on them, and then literally, today we unveil the new England manager.
Yeah, they should. Big Sam would be up for that as well. He's that excited.
He is, isn't he? Yeah. But it's great to see somebody, you know, with that enthusiasm
for it. Nice to see, like, Mike Bassett in real life, which is great.
Well, everybody's said that, haven't they? But, you know, the thing about Big Sam is at least he'll tell them what to do. He'll organise, you stay there. I mean, you can't see Big Sam being done by a long throw the way Hodgson's team was.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you'll know being a West Ham fan.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, it wasn't great football.
You get what he says on the tin with Big Sam.
But will that work? In international football, will that actually work?
It did at the Euros, didn't it? I mean, if you look at the Euros, there weren't that many exciting games. It was mostly teams who were well organised, who did well. And at the end of the day, it's Portugal who... showed very little apart from, I think, in one match, who won the trophy.
But they didn't win a game until...
No, precisely.
until the quarterfinals.
Iceland beat us playing like that, and that says it all.
That's true.
Yeah, so, it could be... We could win tournaments, you know, rather than what we have done recently, which is qualify really well for tournaments, and then when it gets to the actual tournament, failing. So, you know, maybe Big Sam's the guy. I'm not... I mean, I'm glad he's not a West Ham anymore, to be honest, because it was.
Yes. Well, everyone's favourite new pundit now, Slaven Bilic, after his performance in the Euros.
He was fantastic.
Everyone loves West Ham because they love Bilic. Yeah.
Bilic was brilliant at that. Absolutely brilliant.
When he was dancing on the table when Payet scored.
Yeah. And I love the fact they sat him with the legs of the Eiffel Tower. So you had the upper torso with Slaven Bilic, and the lower part of Slaven Bilic was the Eiffel Tower. It was a fantastic
It was
move.
Perfect positioning, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Whoever put that seat in that place was very industrious.
But I missed the Euros. That's right. So I'm looking forward to the football season. I'm looking forward to doing the pre-football show here on Radio Yorkshire at 10 o'clock in the morning. So I'm looking forward to that greatly. Because the last time I was on the radio at that time in the morning on a regular basis was at Radio Air.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they've sadly gone out of business now. But it was at Radio... I'm joking. It was at Radio Air, 10 o'clock Saturday morning through 1981, 1982. I used to do the chart show. Can you imagine?
On a Saturday morning?
Morning, we had the chart show, the official Radio Air Hot 50, or whatever we called it, from something like 10 a.m. till 12 noon, I think it was. Yeah, it was about 2 hours, and we did the chart show then. So that was 1981, 35 years. I was only 12, but that was 35 years ago. So it's fun to be back broadcasting in this area at that time in the morning, because I've not done it for years.
Look, obviously, coming to Radio Yorkshire, we don't have the palatial surroundings you may be used to.
Absolutely.
We've got air conditioning that doesn't work.
I know.
Hopefully that'll be sorted out. But the good news is we've got lights today. Those haven't been working for a week. So how's that going to feel, Martin, on that first day if things are just not working?
Well, I'll fit in perfectly then, because I don't know how to work the equipment, get the tweets and all that sort of stuff. So, I mean, last time I was on my phone trying to get tweets and then trying to work. Am I on this one, because you've got... But, as I said to the fool who hired me, you get what you pay for.
The joys of broadcasting from above a subway.
Yep. Precisely.
Always a bonus.
Well, I'm going to have a word with them and see if I can get some sponsorship because, it's the foot-long Saturday. If I could call it the foot-long Saturday, that's got to be worth a few quid to Subway.
I agree.
Do they open on a Saturday morning?
Yeah. They're open from 7 a.m.
Yeah?
7 days a week.
7 days a week, 7 a.m.
Right. Do Legionnaires fans go in Subway, or do they tend to sort of stick to the chippy?
I think they do. I think they do, but the chippy always seems to be busier. Chippy and Ellen Road Cafe, which is next to it. Gravely's the chippy, though.
Yeah. Or is it Gravely's?
Is it a good chippy?
Gravely's. Yeah, I mean, the batter bits that they give you are good.
Yeah.
That's high praise.
Yeah, always throw
the
batter, on a bit
The batter bits
of,
are good.
It's
good.
The fish. It's a decent chippy. Yeah.
It's a decent chippy.
So really, I suppose the plan is to get a foot long on hearty Italian, then go to the chippy, get your free batter bits and stick them inside your foot long.
That's the dream.
That's living the dream, isn't it?
Saturday morning breakfast. Wow, that is the dream. There we go. Martin, you're on. It's Martin Kellner's PMT, which is, possibly one of the greatest names for a radio show. Ever. Martin Kellner's PMT. Saturday, August 6th.
Saturday, August 6th, we start, yeah.
Wonderful stuff. Martin, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
No worries.
Really, really appreciate it. Thank you.